All right, so hold on, and Chris will get your information, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. Mark Lauder is the communication director for Mayor Greg Ballard. And the other big news of the day, other than trying to get a whole lot of people down here to early vote, including Republicans, because we hear there's these hot elections going on the Republican side, and I just want to see all these lines of people that want Dick Lugar or Richard Murdoch or all these people in the 5th District lined up out here for democracy, is the resignation of Frank Straub in 90 days as public safety director. From the mayor's point of view, was this a sudden decision by the public safety director?
Well, I think when Director Straub looked out at the landscape moving forward, we have a police chief, a permanent search for a police chief that's going on, and he thought that now would be a good time. Obviously, he's accomplished many of the goals he set out to do to move forward and allow a new public safety director to work ahead in the selection process of that new chief on a permanent basis and moving forward together that way.
So from the mayor's point of view, this is going to be a two-track process in these 90 days that Dr. Straub will continue to be public safety director. He will participate in the selection of a permanent chief of IMPD, as well as advise the mayor on maybe who ought to be the mayor name as his replacement?
Well, definitely. Dr. Straub's expertise will be something that the council that the mayor will seek as we're looking for a new public safety director. I think that once that new public safety director gets online and has a chance to look at everything, then they can make that decision on a permanent police chief in their own office organization and those kinds of things moving forward. In the meantime, we're actually very lucky to continue to have the service of interim chief Rick Height and Dr. Straub, in these next 90 days and moving forward.
Yeah, given the fact that Dr. Straub announced a resignation with a date certain, does that mean the mayor would pull his nomination of Dr. Straub to be public safety director before the council, so the council would not have to take a public vote?
Well, I think that would be a council question and more of their procedures. Councillor Gray, I believe, is the councillor who introduced the Dr. Straub's renomination. So I think they would have to make that determination whether they would pull the nomination. It will be, obviously, the mayor's intention to identify and appoint a new public safety director who would then go before the council for their own confirmation process.
As part of that process of looking at successors to Dr. Straub, will the mayor personally talk to some of the key constituency groups, and in particular with the head of the FOP, with the leadership of the FOP?
Well, when it comes to the FOP, obviously, that's something that you have to take into consideration. The mayor will be very open in terms of the selection process, and once a nominee is appointed, that they will obviously reach out to all the key stakeholder groups and do their outreach as they're going through that confirmation process. Ultimately, the mayor is going to be looking for a public safety director that's really cut from the same cloth as his very strong first two public safety directors in Scott Newman and Frank Straub. We need to continue to make the progress that we're seeing in IMPD as it relates to, diversity issues and training, hiring, and promotion practices. And so obviously the director is going to, and the mayor will want to see the next director as someone who's going to want to continue that commitment.
In Dr. Straub's letter of resignation, he talked about his accomplishments and his successes, but it really didn't say why he was leaving at this time. Did he give you any sense why he's, in other words, when one reads that letter and you're seeing all these accomplishments, the first thing that will come in a lot of people's minds is, well, if you've done all of that, why leave?
Well, I think, I have had a chance to talk to Dr. Straub, since this decision he made this decision. And in his mind, I know he said that he came here and he set out to do a certain goals. And he's accomplished many of those things. We have criminal homicide rates that are lowest in 15 years. We've obviously, are getting a handle on the diversity, the hiring, the training, promotion practices. And we're being recognized nationally and internationally for our integrated public safety model of IMPD, IFD, EMS, Homeland Security, all under the same roof. We had a successful Super Bowl 46. And then when he looked forward and he saw that we had the opportunity to do a permanent police chief search, and he was looking at his own personal goals, and that he thought that the next public safety director should have a role in the selection of that permanent police chief, I think he came to the conclusion that now is the time for him, and that's why he made his decision.
So you're saying part of this timeline is mayor picking a public safety director first, then a decision on a permanent chief of IMPD?
I think that would probably be the ideal goal. I can't say that it would be if you get a home run candidate for police chief that suddenly becomes available, or someone is currently in that role and is just doing such an outstanding job, the mayor believes that they should be receive that job on a permanent basis. The mayor obviously would make that choice. But obviously, short of those kinds of things happening, then you do want the public safety director and the police chief on the same page at all times. And this is an opportunity to do that.
The state law that governed the police merger with the police under the control of the mayor requires consultation on the selection of a chief with the Marion County Sheriff. Will the mayor, as part of this evaluation, once he picks a new public safety director, will the mayor be consulting with the sheriff on a potential new chief?
Absolutely. We did that a couple of weeks back when Interim Chief Height was appointed. The sheriff was consulted on that prior to that announcement taking place, and there would be no reason why that I would see that happening any differently.
In the consultations in the selection of Rick Height as acting chief, did anyone bring up the fact that he would have to be certified and that the mayor would have to, under state law, give him a waiver of the five-year requirement to be a member of the police department he would be the chief of?
That was discussed when we were going through that process, but both Director Straub and the mayor thought Interim Chief Height was the absolute best candidate to step into that leadership role. This is a paperwork issue in terms of the certification. Interim Chief Height has 32 years' experience on the Baltimore Police Department. He's very dedicated to seeing the improvements and to the men and women who serve in IMPD right now. He's going through that process as we speak to get his records moved over so he can get that waiver.
Is it just a records mover? Are there some courses particularly specific to Indiana law he will be required to take at the Law Enforcement Academy?
I'm not an expert in that area. I've seen some other media accounts where the accreditation group here was saying that the Maryland process, you know, was very top-notch and very good. I can't speak if there's not a class or a course here and there, but generally speaking, obviously, you know, Interim Chief Height's 32 years of experiences will definitely come into play, you know, in his eventual accreditation. And, you know, right now he is the interim chief, and we look forward to moving forward with him, you know, leading IMPD.
Mark Lauder, the communication director for Mayor Greg Ballard, with the mayor's position on the other breaking news of the day, other than Andrew Luck coming to town, and that is Frank Straub leaving in 90 days as director of public safety of Indianapolis and Marion County. Mark Lauder, thanks very much for being with us.